Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. It is the 10th of November. Right now, we're adhering to our schedule. This will be posted at noon our time, which, as you know, we're on the West Coast. We're now on daylight saving time, by the way. Having said that, there are about three topics that I want to talk about, and then I want to turn it over to Jim. The first topic is Biden. Biden is clearly disregarding the court system. The court system has said that his mandate for all employers with 100 or more employees, doesn't matter what the court system says, he says you have to comply with the immunization restrictions. And if you don't like it, you can still at this moment in time find a significant amount of money. In other words, the court system doesn't make any difference. It's all about Joe Biden. Your comments.
Yeah, so much for separation of powers, separate equal branches of government. The legislative writes the laws, the judicial ensures the laws are valid based on our Constitution, and the executive branch, which is just supposed to execute the laws, not make laws and not make judgments. And this is an overreach that we have not seen ever, in at least in the last 100 years, if
never,
ever, in
never
the United
seen
States.
It, Jim. Never.
The you know, there were times in the Civil War when Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, you know, the right to someone to be seen because of the war itself, you know, and they couldn't put every single Confederate soldier on trial. That was a rational challenge. It was definitely, you know, against the Constitution. There's no question, but it was an emergency circumstance. Now, what we've got now is the fabricated emergency circumstance of a crisis that is not necessarily anything nor outside of a normal, really bad, you know, flu season, where executive leaders around the country, progressive liberal ideologues, are taking power without control and without pushback, and using basically the power of the gun and ignoring the judicial system. And it's becoming almost to the point where I'm afraid that there are people that are going to push back in a very violent way. I really hope that's not the case. But if he continues to push down this road, you're going to see a lot more frustration, a lot more of many more challenges. But unfortunately, you might see violence because of it.
Yeah. You know, let's go on. Let's talk about Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is on the record this morning as saying the Fed will not allow a repeat of 1970s level of inflation. We're approaching those levels right now, and she's saying the Fed will not allow it. 30% increase in the price of foods. If she's talking strictly about interest rates, in the 70s, mortgage rates were up around 14%. The Fed maybe will not allow that, but let's talk about the price of food. That's crazy. The Fed really can't regulate the price of food. Any comments, Jim, about this genius?
Oh, there's a bunch of rocket scientists out there that are trying to run this economy. Unbelievably incompetent. And to say that the Fed's going to be able to control the inflation rate when the entire world is going through this labor issue, when we're going through these supply chain issues because of actual executive action, locking out people and closing down policies, and as well as executive action on climate change issues, which are actually, those are the key elements that are hurting the port transportation issues in California. They're actually laws that are penalizing truck drivers for having too high of emissions content are the big reasons why they aren't getting the truckers in there, as well as the labor issues with forcing people mandated with big companies to get them. All these issues to get vaccinated, I'm sorry. All of these issues are basically all solvable if you step back and said, let's let the market take care of it. The Fed's not going to fix this stuff. The Fed can't fix it. It's a global issue now, and it's actually just power-hungry executives taking over. I mean, you know, for her, it's just ignorant to say that they're going to be able to manage and control this, as they are actually creating the conditions to make this happen. So there's almost no trust. And when I listen to some of the pundits and some of the CEOs from different executives on CNBC talking about how, you know, this is going to continue to be a bull market and there's strength because consumer demand's up, they're going to destroy not only this nation, but they're going to destroy the basic individual's ability to make decisions for himself. And somehow they think that that's going to be great for the corporate entities of the world, and that they can continue the Amazons, the Googles, the Alphabets, the big retailers, Walmart, Target. They'll be able to dominate and basically destroy all their competition, and somehow we're going to be able to come out of this. The corruption is so deep in Washington, and the blindness for what they're doing to free markets and to America and to the West is it's unfathomable. Unfathomable.
Unfathomable. You know, I got one here for you from CNN, interestingly enough. Hang on a minute. Listen to this. Quote, New York CNN Business, American households are carrying record amounts of debt as home and auto prices surge. COVID infections continue to fall and people get out their credit cards again. Here's the big number. Between July and September, U.S. household debt climbed to a new record of $15.24 trillion. That's not billion, it's trillion. And that was announced by the Federal Reserve Bank. They said that on Tuesday.
And that's following the highest saving rates early on in the pandemic, where we went to the basically record savings. So we've flipped that around so rapidly. And when you're pushing labor out of the workforce and people are stopped looking for jobs, demand is eventually going to decline. And people won't be able to afford issues. They're not going to be afford to buy things under these rates and the inflation levels. And I don't see how the Fed's going to stop it with the policies that are being pushed by this administration, especially when you start throwing these agendas, these $2 trillion, $1.7, $2.5 trillion budgets, infrastructure bills, and then $3.5 trillion Build Back Better budget, and the taxes that will go along with that. These are devastating policies moving towards socialism, which will do what every other socialist, what they've done, what the same policy has done to every other nation that moved in this direction, to basically destroy their economies, their middle class, and the people that suffer most are in the bottom of the barrel. And the ones that come away are the corrupt leaders and the corporate entities and the political elite that are connected. They're the ones that benefit from all this. But when you see 6.3% inflation, which is the numbers that came out, and people are really not in the equities market, and of course in some of the commentary, they're not too worried about this stuff, because you hear things like Yellen saying, oh, don't worry about it, we'll fix it. Total lies, complete lies. They are going to destroy, they're going to really crush this economy.
Well, the economy is already really crushed, in my opinion. Let me tell you, and there's really no question about that whatsoever. My particular IRA that I'm counting on is going down in value slightly, but I want to say that, and I'm really not sure when I'm going to get to the point where I'm just going to pull it out and go straight to cash, but that probably is going to happen. The numbers and the news headlines right now, Jimmy, are just too negative. And when you have negative things like we have right now, like food prices up 30%, like electricity prices up a staggering amount, like auto prices up a staggering amount, like when you have a real estate market where $600,000, $700,000 doesn't buy a livable home anymore for people in certain classes, it's pretty, pretty scary. Jimmy, I'm going to give you the final word. We've been going about 9 minutes.
let's go ahead and add energy to that and the energy prices and, of course, policies that are undermining U.S. Independence right. on energy. These, again, the policies that are being driven out of Washington right now that are really being driven from corporate entities that want to control, dominate basically our global economy and the population, you know, it's just getting to the point that everybody's being hurt by it at the working class level, and they're going to have to push back. They're just going to have to stop. This is enough. And hopefully we're going to see that. We're going to see it before things get too ugly.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see if that happens within the next 30 days. It's almost going to have to happen immediately for me to get a brighter heart, for lack of better terms. You guys, this is going up at noon, my time, no question about it. Start the comments coming in. I will devote the majority, if not all, of my time after 12:30 today to addressing comments. I want to hear what you have to say about this.